Women who want to take 2 weeks off, or 2 days, or 2 years, or 20 years, deserve everyone's full support. As Marissa's experience demonstrates, women in powerful positions often receive greater scrutiny. Because the vast majority of leaders are men, it is not possible to generalize from any one example. But the dearth of female leaders causes one woman to be viewed as representative of her entire gender. And because people often discount and dislike female leaders, these generalizations are often critical. This is not just unfair to the individuals, but reinforces the stigma that successful women are unlikable. A perfect and personal example occurred in May 2012 when a Forbes blogger posted an article entitled, "Sheryl Sandberg is the Valley's It Girl, just like Kim Pulesi once was." He began his comparison by describing Kim, an early tech entrepreneur, as a luminary in the mid-1990s who never really earned her success, but was in the right place at the right time, and was young, pretty, and a good speaker. The blogger then argued, "I think Pulesi is a good cautionary tale for Sheryl Sandberg." Ouch. Kim and I had never met or spoken before this incident, but she defended both of us.